This is the Ethanol Report. I'm speaking with Bob Dineen, President and CEO of the Renewable Fuels Association. And Bob, first of all, we're going to talk a little bit about where we're at as far as the waiver of the renewable fuel standard that has been requested by several governors. And we are currently in the comment period now with the Environmental Protection Agency. And Bob, tell us a little bit about the comment period and the fact that it was just extended by EPA.
Well, you're right. EPA just did provide a 15-day extension. So rather than September 26th, comments need to be before the agency by October 11th. We were prepared to make the earlier date, but I do think it may provide some time for others to make sure they get their comments in as well.
So then you would encourage anybody who feels that the RFS should be maintained to make comments to EPA then?
Absolutely. The agency is not going to make its decision based on rhetoric or hyperbole. They're going to make their decision based on good, solid facts. So I think it's important for folks to, report what they think the actual impact of a waiver would be. We don't think that it would have the impact on corn prices that the angry birds and the mad cows are suggesting. We certainly don't think it would have any impact whatsoever on food prices. And we'll be making that case to the agency with a great deal of analysis.
Well, as far as the RFS is concerned, of course, right after Hurricane Isaac came through, we saw our gasoline prices spike again. And I know that we have concerns about that as far as if we lose ethanol, what it could mean for gasoline prices. Could you comment on that?
Well, that's a very good point, because EPA, in evaluating the waiver request, is not going to look at just how this impacts Mr. Tyson or Frank Perdue. They're going to be looking at what's the impact to consumers and to the overall economy. So from that standpoint, they're going to have to balance whatever negligible impact there might be on food prices with whatever impact there will be from gasoline prices. And if ethanol is not in the U.S. Motor fuel market as a consequence of them waiving this important program, cash prices are going to increase. As was noted, when there was a small blip in supply from the hurricane, gas prices shot up. Well, imagine trying to take 10% or some portion of the 10% of the gasoline supply that is represented by ethanol today and just, saying, no, we're not going to have that anymore. The analyses that have been out there suggest that without ethanol, consumer gasoline prices would be anywhere from 89 cents to $1.09, depending on where you are in the country and what the situation is. But, those are two different studies, one by Iowa State and the University of Wisconsin. The people say, oh, that's just the grain-producing states, and of course they're going to say that. But the 89 cents a gallon was from Louisiana State University, not exactly corn grower state, sort of more an oil state. So there would absolutely be an impact on gasoline prices, and our own analysis suggests that waiving the program might have, if you take the worst case scenario, a $3 to a $9 impact on consumer food prices annually, $3 to $9 over the course of a year for a family of four. But the impact on gasoline prices could be as much as $88 for a family over the course of the year. So, when you balance the relative economic impacts, it certainly suggests that a waiver is not in the interest of consumers, is not in the interest of the American economy.
And we just saw a new crop report come out from USDA and a new supply and demand report. Can you comment a little bit about those reports, the fact that the corn crop is going to be significantly lower this year, but supply-demand was adjusted a bit to have a little bit more going into feed, although about the same amount going into ethanol?
Well, first of all, the crop report suggested higher yields than the marketplace, I think, was suggesting. While it did reduce the overall yields by, I think, one bushel relative to last month's report, I think most of the market was anticipating a far greater decrease. Because farmers planted 96 million acres this year, you're still going to have the eighth largest corn crop in history. And more importantly, when you look across the globe, There's a 30% increase in corn production in Argentina. There's about a 20% increase in corn production in Canada. There's increased corn production in Mexico and in China and in many other countries of the world. And across the globe, you're going to have the second largest corn crop in the world's history. And this is indeed a global market. So you will likely see the marketplace respond. You will likely see imports of corn for feed, for processing. And, you know, the marketplace adjusts. It's certainly one of the reasons why we don't believe that waiving the program and having a government bureaucrat decide to ration demand or how to ration demand makes sense. The marketplace is already rationing demand. The USDA report suggested that feed use might be down about 8%, but ethanol demand is going to be down about 15%. And that's about what we're seeing. You're also likely to see exports down some and other feed and industrial use down some. But the marketplace is going to be the best mechanism to ration demand, not some government bureaucrat, and certainly not at the risk of an important program that has increased our energy security, lowered gasoline costs, and incentivized investments in new technologies and new feedstocks in a more sustainable energy future.
And that's the Ethanol Report. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.